This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number two of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in the big seat, sitting in the big chair, invited to the big kids table, Fred Penny on assignment, so I am taking over the host duties. Denise Dirks to my right in her usual position of prominence and authority, throwing down the atomic elbow, giving me the shotgun dirty looks every time I even think of saying something inappropriate. See, she can have a repetitive stress injury in her eye after 3 hours with me giving me those looks. But how you doing, Denise?
It's occupational hazard.
Well, there you go. File a workers' comp claim. How did you get glaucoma and, you know, cataracts? Staring Todd down. Okay. All right. Yeah, disability for the rest of your life. Have at it. So, and then behind the there's my elbow just hit the table. There's nothing funny about that funny bone. Cal, how you doing?
You know, Todd, I'm great. Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here. It's so foggy here in Northern California. I wish I had a joke. You know, usually I have the it's so hot joke. It's so hot. I milked my cow and got 4 quarts of steam, but I don't have a foggy joke like that.
No foggy joke for you. Okay, all right. You know, I get last hour, I took exception. Well, not exception, I want to say, but I pointed out some odd things about a certain song that Cal chose to play. He played Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yes, your favorite song.
And I pointed out that she starts out by saying, I don't want a lot for Christmas, I just want you, which I guess would technically mean the guy that she's, a person she's singing it to, she doesn't think is a lot. Okay, great. Way to build your relationship there. Somewhere off in the distance, Nick Cannon is going, see?
Or Johnny Depp maybe saying the same thing.
Could be, yes. But this last hour, Cal, you're on a roll here with the Christmas music. Was it George Michael's Last Christmas?
Yes, the song that people try not to listen to. You know, they have a contest to say, who hears this song the last in our group?
Yeah, and see, what are the lyrics? Last Christmas,
I gave you my heart.
The very next day, you gave it away. Cal Hunter with the feel-good Christmas music. Okay? way to go, Cal. Okay?
Now he's going to have to do, you know, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer or something.
Just make the trifecta.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'll find it. No problem. I have a massive Christmas library.
Okay.
You know, we've been watching, like, Christmas shows, and there's, like, this theme in Christmas shows. Like, there's a royal Christmas, and then the next one is a royal baby, and then the next one is a royal wedding. Oh, no. Wrong way. Those two. Royal wedding, then royal baby. And they have all these Christmas
yes,
shows.
Yes, you want to get the order right on that one.
Yes.
Then with her divorce, it becomes the royal pain.
That's probably the next one. But it's so funny because they have like a Christmas show one, a Christmas show two, a Christmas. They just keep these things going over and over. And you know what? I love these shows. I love them. My husband and I will watch them on a Sunday night. And just like, that's what we do.
So you binge watch the Royals?
Any Christmas show.
Okay, Christmas shows I'm with you on, except for the Hallmark movies. A good friend of mine who used to be in a band with is an extra, a contract extra for the Hallmark movie productions. I actually saw him on the screen for 2 seconds on one of them.
But I love those. You don't like Hallmark?
Oh, are you kidding me? The plot? You don't need a plot. It's just, you know, guy comes back to his hometown to either do an investigative story, save the factory, you know, write a book, or whatever.
Or the woman does. I mean, kind of now getting a little more.
Yeah, I meant the guy metaphorically, you know. Right. And then next thing you know, he meets his love and decides to stay in the small town and make it a better place to live.
Exactly. I thought you would love those. I mean, my mother-in-law washes them all day long.
My wife loves them.
You can pretty much just turn it on and say, oh, this is the one where somebody has to make hard life choices and then later finds out he's been blessed with people all along.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great.
See,
oh, marvelous.
That's such a beautiful theme.
I mean, it's a good theme. It's a good theme, but enough already.
All right. So are we going to do some...
Just the last thing on this whole Christmas stuff. You're talking about movies. I was walking through the office, this last week, and it's Christmas time, and people are, you know, talking about what they want and this, and I hope I get this for Christmas and that for Christmas, and, you know, they're saying it very loudly so that the attorneys will hear in hopes that somebody goes, oh, I'll get them this and surprise them, you know, and all I keep coming back with is, you'll shoot your eye out, and I was disheartened at the lack of number of people that didn't get the reference.
Oh, that's a shame.
I mean, you don't get the you'll shoot your eye out reference.
I don't get it.
It's a Christmas story. Ralphie, he wanted the Red Ryder BB gun. Everybody said, you'll shoot your eye out. Even Santa told him, you'll shoot your eye out. And then he gets the Red Ryder BB gun.
And shoots his eye out.
Well, he breaks his glasses.
You don't know the reference to the movie with the leg lamp? It's a fragile. Oh, it must be French. Oh, I am getting these blank stares from Denise. You
Gavin
don't.
McLeod was brilliant in that movie.
Yes.
He was at the peak of his game in that movie, I think.
Oh, brother. Well, okay.
Okay, Denise, write it down. A Christmas Story. Just watch it. You know, once you.
It used to be you could not play like TNT on cable television without seeing that at least five times over the holidays.
Well, it's still the case. They play it all day on like Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. They just loop it and go.
Yeah. You know, okay. All right. Denise, she's still giving me the blank stare, which is better than the, you know, feel like I would need to wear a flak jacket with all the shots she's sending me. Cal, you got a case or no case for us?
Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
A football coach, I should say a former football coach for Illinois State University, removed a Black Lives Matter poster from his door on the coach's office and replaced it with a different one. His name was Kurt Beathard. The former offensive coordinator for Illinois State University was dismissed by the head coach Brock Spack and terminated by the former athletic director Larry Lyons in September of 2020. According to Beathard, a Black Lives poster was placed on his door while he was on leave following the death of his wife, who suffered a terminal case of breast cancer. Once he returned to work, Beathard replaced the poster with the new one that said, "All lives matter to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." The poster remained on Beathard's door for 2 weeks. It was removed before he was fired, and after Spack asked Beathard to remove it, he didn't, but the school did. The athletic director Lyons was forced to issue an apology for his statement. He has since retired. But former coach Beathard went to his attorney's office for the faculty union and said, look, they can't do this to me, can they? Is it a case or no case, which is what I asked you, Denise. You get to go first this time, you lucky person. You, case or no case, what say you?
I think this is... kind of a made-up thing, to be honest. I believe it's like based upon the whatever the person was that said that on air, that all lives matter, and then he got into trouble with his radio station or whatever. Yeah, exactly. So I think this is just kind of like a scenario based upon that, and it is not a real case. So I would say no case.
Okay, fair enough. And Todd, what do you think?
Well, you know, Cal, Beathard, any relation to Bobby Beathard, NFL great?
Or Pete Beathard, and Bobby Beathard, the former 49ers quarterback, and Pete Beathard, the former general manager of the Redskins? I don't know.
You don't know. Didn't do your research when you were making this one up, huh? You know, that wasn't included in the sports, made-up sports trivia bathroom book.
Apparently not.
That you were reading from. Now, look, you had mentioned one thing that leads me to come to this conclusion. You said he consulted the faculty union.
Never.
Well, assistant coaches for football teams, they can come and go. They're fired. There's no union for assistant coaches on football teams. I'm going to say, true scenario, no case.
Hey, call us at 855-729-7234 and weigh in.
Or tweet, email. You can get in touch with us with every form of possible social media you can imagine. Yeah. You want me to give an answer now?
No, give us the answer when we come back.
We'll make it a tease. Stay tuned. The outcome of this perplexing Radio Law Talk case is coming up in just a moment as we continue with the show right here. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I think Dad's the best. That's true. This is no fun.
Is something bothering him or her?
This
and you
is
can't
a great
figure
time
out
to
what
call
it
the
is.
Show.
Maybe they
How's it going, Cal? Oh,
great time
great.
To call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
This is Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks.
All right, so we're doing our case or no case, and just to tee it up here, we've got the assistant coach at, was it Indiana or Illinois?
Illinois
State University.
Yep.
And somebody put a Black Lives Matter poster on his door. He took it down. He replaced it with an All Lives Matter. All Lives Matter to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's
correct.
What he put
That's
in.
Correct, yes.
And Denise and I both said that this was no case, maybe a scenario, no case. But Denise, you have additional analysis.
I have a theory that might make it a case, and that would be, since it is a state-owned university, then if somebody put something up that connected the university to church and state type of issues, it could be a case based upon, you know, there being a violation of somebody's constitutional rights or the separation of church and states, that kind of stuff. But I'm not changing my answer, but I just wanted to raise that.
Okay. Well, so both of you said no case, right?
We both said no case. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I love listening to the way you thought about that, tried to figure it out, batted it back and forth. Man, you said it was no case, and all I have to say is, Cal, get some points! Yes! Okay, but here's the thing. It has filed, but the outcome has not yet been determined. So it's a one-point scenario. So it's a no case.
Okay, but you still get 2 points because you fooled two of us.
Works for me. That's a beautiful thing right there. Now, next time on Case or No Case, Barbie and Hot Wheels. That's coming up.
Barbie and Hot Wheels?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, Denise, with your analysis there, you almost could see it on, you could almost see it either way. I mean, somebody could make the claim that because it's a state school, the reference to Lord and Savior Jesus Christ infringed on them because you see those claims coming up. But then you could see the coach saying, I was fired because I made a religious-based statement, so ergo, I'm fired because of my religious beliefs.
Right. And for two reasons. One, freedom of right to worship and freedom of speech. I mean, you know, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, so kind of interesting.
But can he be fired because of the fact that he said that on a school ground property? That's what I think is an interesting thought.
That could be. Of course, I'm also wondering if maybe he was the office of coordinator and they were like 2-10 on the season.
At last, the reason to get rid of this guy. Well, I don't know. I'm interested that the athletic director retired, which tells me he doesn't think things are going to go his way. And he's the guy that said, take that sign down, buddy. And the coach said, no, I'm not going to.
You know, I see a lot of people making career decisions, not necessarily because, you know, they think they did something wrong or what have you. It's just from a career standpoint and the field that they are in, there are so many issues and it requires so much work to keep up on everything, and you can't say this and you can't say that, that it's just, you know, I'm hitting the twilight of my days here, and I don't want to spend the rest of my time trying to figure all this out. I can retire and go just be a hermit, go live somewhere else. It's not worth a headache. I'm out of here. You know?
Well, I think that's possible, but I also think sometimes someone sits down with the athletic director and says, you know, maybe it's time you retired.
Yes.
Because I think there's a little of that sometimes, too.
The old retirement Jedi mind trick.
Exactly.
You want to retire, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Okay, I get it. Okay.
Right. I mean, it's possible. I'll track the case and let you know if I find out anything about it.
Very curious to see how things move forward. Look. Unfortunately, regrettably, there's nothing positive about the crime of driving under the influence of alcohol. In some states, it's driving while intoxicated, driving while impaired. In California, it's driving under the influence of alcohol. And look, it's not just alcohol. It's narcotic substances as well, driving under the influence of drugs.
Prescription meds.
Yeah.
And even if they're prescribed to you.
You know, you don't want to see the crime happen, but it does. It does. The jurisdiction that I live in right now, driving under the influence, encompasses anywhere from 25 to 35% of all the cases that are prosecuted in this jurisdiction. You take everything else, and 25 to 35% of them are DUI related. And it happens, and over the holidays, there is usually an increase, an uptick in the number of arrests. I think it's a combination of increased enforcement, DUI enforcement. There's more officers out on the road trying to keep the roads safe, but there's also more people going to parties to drink and drive, and it happens. And Denise, you and I were talking about this at the break. It seems to be that driving under the influence is one of those crimes that cuts across all socioeconomic factors. When it gets, there are poor people, rich people, it doesn't discriminate in terms of color. It just, you know, DUIs is the one crime that cuts across all of them. What do we have there?
Right. Well, DUIs doesn't just mean alcohol.
That's
DUIs
right.
Can mean other substances that cause you to be impaired when you drive. And we're looking at this finding now that has been made, which is certainly going to give rise to some civil liability. But the wife of Chris Bierman, he's an ESPN announcer, she was guilty, or not guilty, very sadly, she was killed in a crash, and in fact, she was under the influence at the time, and is the cause now, or been determined to be the cause of this crash. And it's a really sad case because she took out an older gentleman as well as herself. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back, and about different types of liabilities for DUIs.
That's right.
And I hope we ask the question, when is enough enough? How do we stop this? You know, it seems like an interesting societal question. We've done it with tobacco. How do we do it with drinking and driving? Just thinking out loud. So maybe we can talk about that.
That'll be an interesting topic to discuss. And we'll do that after this break. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station or online. We'll be back in just a few.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk. As Todd said, on your favorite local radio station, which is where we prefer you listen, but if it's not there for all 3 hours, you can always hop over to RadioLawTalk.com, listen live, or listen to our archived shows. Every show we've done is there at RadioLawTalk.com at no charge. Now this. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on credit.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards.
New evidence shows that a practice known as test to stay works to keep children in classrooms safely, even if they've been exposed to the virus that causes COVID-19, said CDC Director Rochelle Walensky.
In the test to stay protocol, there's increased testing of close contacts after a COVID-19 exposure. And that testing needs to be at least twice during the 7-day period after exposure. If exposed children meet a certain criteria and continue to test negative, they can stay in school instead of quarantining at home.
A federal appeals court is reinstating the Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate for companies with 100 or more employees. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati made the ruling Friday after the mandate was blocked in November by a lower court. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Are you serious?
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
We're back here on Radio Law Talk. When going into the break, we were talking about the recent development out of Connecticut. Those of you who watch ESPN, familiar with Chris Berman, a long time. I think Chris Berman has been with ESPN since its inception.
I believe the first sports center he was on that. Yeah, he is a foundation rock at that place. Yeah.
And just a fabulous broadcaster. He's been in the sports industry for decades. Everybody knows him. Tragically, his spouse was killed about a year ago in an accident where her car rear-ended the vehicle of another older gentleman, and both were killed. She was killed in her vehicle, the older gentleman in his pickup truck. They were both died, and the investigation ensued, and it came out this last week that she had a blood alcohol level 3 times the legal limit. I think she was a 0.26 was her blood alcohol level. 0.08 is the legal limit in Connecticut and in most, if not all, states. I think Utah may have just changed theirs to a little bit lower. But so she was 3 times the legal limit, and they also found, I think, OxyContin, pain medication. She had recently had back surgery or back issues, and so they found pain medication there. And so she was at fault for the accident because they both died. Obviously, there are no criminal charges being filed, but you can expect the estate, family members of the gentleman who was killed have indicated that they'll be seeking compensation from the estate of Ms. Berman. They're also going to be going after the restaurant where Mrs. Berman was dining prior to getting into the vehicle on the violation of the dram shop rules, continuing to serve alcohol, allegedly, to somebody that was clearly intoxicated, although that's either way. But this springboards into a discussion about the dangers of drinking and driving, especially exacerbated around the holidays, and how that can really affect society. And Denise, we've got we talked about there being so many people that have been convicted of DUI. There's a long list of celebrities that have been convicted. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. There's. I mean, this is it crosses all lines here. I don't know if you remember, but there, you know, the Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that group that kind of got together. Well, both of them had DUIs. Justin Bieber had a DUI. I was really surprised to hear that Kiefer Sullivan had a DUI.
Tiger Woods. He's on your list, probably.
Yes, and
he did,
and it was then expunged because he met the terms of his probation and got rid of it. Khloe Kardashian had a DUI. Tim Allen, I'm going to go see him in coming weeks or months. Michael Phelps, Randy Travis, remember, he had a huge meltdown. He had a DUI, and he just really had a series of events that showed that he had a pretty serious alcohol problem. And then John Stamos, Chris Brown, and this one surprised me. What is it called?
I see
dead people.
Haley Osmond.
Yeah, Haley Joel Osment had a DUI.
I would say osmosis.
Yeah. So, you know, it happens a lot, and there's a lot of things that happen as a consequence. In California, you get your first DUI, you're out $10,000 at least, maybe more. And it's a very expensive criminal act. It's not limited to just alcohol. And in the Bierman case, she had other things in her system. She had some pain medication.
That's right.
She had some antidepressants in her system. And who knows what happens, you know, when all those things react, too. Are you more susceptible to alcohol? Are you,
you drive 80 miles an hour and plow into the back of an old guy's pickup is what happens, you know, in that case.
Let's break that down for just a little bit. So first, we know that alcohol impairs. Alcohol is unique in the sense that alcohol impairs both your mental ability. So it impairs your cognitive functions. But alcohol also impairs how your muscles perform. That's the big difference between alcohol and drugs. So not only does alcohol affect the signal coming from your brain to your muscles, but it also affects your muscles' ability to actually carry out whatever signal was sent there. Okay, so it affects the musculature. Whereas drugs, for the most part, only affect the signal coming from the brain. It's manifest in the muscles, but the muscles are just doing what the brain told it to do. And they get a pretty whacked out signal from the brain. So that's the biggest difference between alcohol and drugs, as I've heard explained dozens of times by criminologists when they've been testifying in cases when I was a prosecutor. But remember, when you get a prescription, what does it say on the prescription for whatever you get?
Do not operate heavy machinery.
Until you know how this affects you. And then a lot of them also have, do not use with alcohol.
Right.
Because Denise, you had an interesting question, which is, okay, so Ms. Berman was a .26, but she also had these drugs in her system. Could the drugs have caused the reading for alcohol to be higher than what it normally was? Is there some sort of synergistic effect? No, that wouldn't cause the alcohol reading to be higher, but it may cause the effect of the alcohol combined with the narcotics in the system to increase the mental impairment in your ability to operate a motor vehicle safely. And so that's where it really comes in. The long and short of it is, Denise, you were right, $10,000 for a DUI. You know, a large chunk of that could be the fines and the fees and everything you pay, but then you have attorney's costs and court costs and the whole ball of wax. And then you compare that to what, a $20 ride on Uber to take home?
Well, it seems to make much more sense.
Based on the list that Denise read, it would appear to me that drinking while driving is socially acceptable in Hollywood. Because in the old days, the cops would pull a celebrity over and say, okay, let's get this guy home, let's get this woman home. It was kept quiet. But still, in spite of all of the publicity, all of the costs, it still seems to be okay. Am I missing something here?
No, it's not okay. It's a crime.
I know, but people continue to do it.
Yes, because there's kind of a, here we go into this idea. Well, you know, like you had said, they've outlawed basically tobacco, or they've handled tobacco. They haven't. People have a right to smoke, even though it causes serious, you know, physical injury to pregnant women, to, you know, even the secondhand smoke causes injury. And that's one of the dilemmas here. It's legal to drink. So people have maybe not a right to drink, but they may think they have a right to drink. And it becomes kind of a look as to when do individual rights impact other persons' individual rights, and whose individual rights going to prevail. And Todd has kind of a unique idea on this, which is really kind of smart, which right now we don't have a clear idea of this. When do the rights are going to clash, and who's going to prevail on these individual rights?
But to clarify, I said that cigarette smoking has become socially unacceptable, not illegal, and there's kind of a difference, you know.
Well, it depends on what peer group you're in.
Or in state of California, what building you're in. Or,
well, true.
So to your point, Cal, I don't think that drinking and driving has become socially acceptable in the Hollywood scene or Southern California, because I don't think it's happening there any more frequently than it's happening in any other jurisdiction. It's something that happens, and we all recognize, and society recognizes that it's wrong, and when people, most of the first-time offender DUIs never get another DUI. I mean, there is some recidivism, but when you compare the second, third time to the number of people that are one and done, they never get another one. That previous number is much higher, that most people don't do it again. And I don't think anybody's out there saying, ah, yeah, go ahead and do that. I don't see that there's
social. I dare you to. You know, it's not socially acceptable.
But how do we make
it's
it go away? This is my question.
But here's the thing that I see, and this is the difficulty with DUI. So you want to say people need to use good judgment, right? And I agree with that. People need to use good judgment. I think that people need to take responsibility for the timing of that judgment. Because if you go to a party, and then when you're done with that party and you get ready to leave, if you have been drinking, let's face it, you're mentally impaired, so your assessment of your ability to drive and level of intoxication is probably not that great because you've been drinking. It becomes circular. It feeds off of itself. So the implementation of a plan needs to occur before you're intoxicated. So before you go to the party, have a plan. That's why designated driving, designated drivers in a group became a thing, was because, okay, we need to plan for what we're going to do. We're going to talk about this more when we come back from the break, because this is an important topic, and the legal consequences that apply when it comes to drinking and driving and how people should approach it. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll be back after these interesting messages and outgoing music from Cal.
And to get in a final shot, it's especially relevant during the high time of party seasoning. So we'll talk about that. It might help you out. Don't go away. This is Radio Law Talk.
That your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary,
all advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If your loved one
if you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is the best show ever, not literally.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So we, here are Todd Kuhnert and Denise Dirks. I was going to do a little back intro for you.
Awesome. So we went into the break. We were talking about DUI law and the effect that it can have on society, and especially in this time of year where there are more DUIs that where folks are arrested for DUI, a lot more drinking going on at parties, and people get behind the wheel. You know, just to do a brief history of DUI law, and this is where. Because, Cal, this gets to your question that you had at the break. What do we do to stop this? Right?
Obviously, we've been trying for a while.
Oh, yeah. I think we've been trying to stop driving while impaired for as long as there has been the combination of vehicles and people who get behind the wheel who are impaired. And when that first posed a problem, interestingly enough, I mean, before there was vehicles, people were on the horses, and the horses took care of you. You could drive your horse drunk, and it wasn't going to hurt anybody.
Yeah, but a bicycle built for two, we're not necessarily going to protect you if both parties are impaired.
That could be, and there are probably some people out there getting their horse drunk, but not me. So anyway,
whiskey for my men and beer for my horses.
Yes,
the song goes.
So initially, there was are you impaired because of before they could test your blood alcohol level, there were laws and stuff promulgated to prohibit driving or under the influence of alcohol if you were impaired. But do you see the problem that might pose if that's the only element, that's the only part of the law? You got some people that handle drinking alcohol much better than others. You know, if I drank alcohol, I guarantee you I would be a lightweight. I have alcohol before. I'm a lightweight. Two beers, my blood alcohol level is probably not any higher than a 0.04, half the legal limit. There ain't no way I should be driving a car. And yet I know other people who, they could be a 0.10, they could be a 0.12. You wouldn't even know it just because of the way they present themselves. And so the law evolved to say, you know what, we're going to take this guesswork out of it, and we're just going to make what's called a per se violation, which is if your blood alcohol is a 0.08 or higher, whether you feel intoxicated or not, whether you show evidence of impairment or not, if you're driving and your blood alcohol level is a 0.08 or higher, you're guilty of DUI. And that was a step, Cal, a huge step in the right direction to solving the to addressing the problem, because everybody knew 0.08 or higher, you're DUI.
Hard and fast, this is how it is.
That's right. That's right. Now, there's no corollary for drugs. Like, if you have drugs in your system at a certain amount, you're automatically DUI drugs. When it comes to drugs, they have to show that you were impaired at the time of driving. But for alcohol, it's 0.08 or higher.
And that includes marijuana. They don't really have a standard yet for marijuana, but I think they're going to see that pretty quick.
It sticks out in my mind that there are a couple of jurisdictions that may have introduced if marijuana, if Delta-9 THC, that's the active ingredient in marijuana that makes you, you know, hungry and think you're really cool. So I've heard, allegedly. If that is present in your system at a certain amount, they measure them in nanograms per milliliter, then you could be presumptively DUI for drugs. But not if it is in some states, it's a minority of those states and it hasn't made its way around. So that's what we're looking at as far as where the law has come to this point to try to address the problem. Right.
But still, if one third of all of the cases in your court relate to alcohol and vehicles, clearly there's a lot of progress to be made.
It could be. You could be right.
You know, what would be interesting is to look at that issue and when it was during the time of prohibition and whether or not there still was, per capita, the same type of a problem going on. Because I don't know the answer to that, but I kind of assume that it probably would still have been something that was going on. There's other types of liability, though, not just criminal liability when DUIs are involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And in the Berman case, there is the dram shop law of Connecticut. Now, dram shop means that if you are an establishment that serves alcohol to the public, and you unknowingly serve somebody who is intoxicated, and then they go on to injure somebody else, then there is a liability for that establishment that served the alcohol. And that is exactly what the Connecticut General Statute on Dram Shop says. It says if the person who caused the injury was visibly or perceivably intoxicated when he or she purchased the alcohol, and the person's intoxication was the cause of the injury. So you have to look at causation still.
That's right.
But that is just an example of one state's dram shop laws. Now, not all states have dram shop laws, but Connecticut is.
And that's going to be interesting in the Berman case, because everything that I have read, apparently before she got behind the wheel of the vehicle, she was a 0.26, but she was also at lunch with her sister, I believe. And her sister made a statement, says, yes, she had a martini, but she didn't seem drunk to me.
And she didn't finish it. And in addition, she had oysters, stuffed clams, and bread.
Yeah.
With a one martini lunch.
And so the point there is if the sister is being truthful and says she couldn't see, for purposes of a dram shop law, how would you expect the establishment that served the alcohol to be able to visibly see that she's intoxicated, have kept serving her, if the person she was dining with said she didn't appear intoxicated, she had one drink? And so,
They had a coffee drink, or some kind of a chocolate drink after they finished eating. And that drink may be at issue.
It may be, but again, the sister said, I just didn't think that she didn't appear intoxicated. Those are all things that, look, those are the allegations and the evidence that have come out as a defense. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, certainly if it was called, chocolate, knock you on your, drink, and then maybe that would be something that would, you know, the establishment may have some liability for if they know that someone can become intoxicated by one drink.
I don't know. And the only reason I say that is because you can never, there should be no expectation of real life activities in connection with the name of a drink. I'm aware of some drinks that refer to activities on the beach, and that never happens. So, you know, I don't know if you can create an expectation based on the name of a drink. But you're right. If they're visibly intoxicated and they kept serving, it could be liability. We'll see what happens there. You know, there are some things that happen after somebody gets a DUI. Every once in a while, the court will impose, for example, ignition interlock device requirement. Now, that is a device that's on your car. You blow into it, and if it measures alcohol in the breath sample at all, that car won't start. That's one thing. Now, the question here, Cal, you raised, how do we get rid of DUIs? Well, I suppose you could put an ignition interlock device in every car.
Yeah, you could.
Regardless. But then you'd have people say, why am I being penalized? I never got a DUI.
Right. Or the uncle says, why don't you blow into this for me, and then I'll drive. Now, my understanding is, and you know that happens, Todd.
It does.
I bet it does.
With a really bad uncle.
Yeah, well, whatever it is. I just got a call from a caller who didn't want to come on the air. He said, in Germany, if you get pulled over DUI, you immediately go to psychological institution until it's determined that you no longer have the propensity to drink or drive. And in New York, if you have certain drugs, you can do a test, and on your driver's license it says he takes XYZ, whatever it may be, and therefore they can drive with a small level of that in their bloodstream prior to a DUI.
I think that they can, however, that would just be letting them know that these are therapeutic ranges.
Right.
But if it could ever be shown that any, look, if you're taking a drug that's prescribed by your doctor, if that drug impairs you for purposes of driving, the fact that it's prescribed by a doctor is not a defense to a DUI.
Not a
defense.
That's right.
No,
yeah.
No.
Exactly.
You could still be DUI even though you're taking a drug that's prescribed by the doctor. Because think about this. Alcohol is legal for you to possess.
Right.
But you can't drive if you're impaired because of the alcohol. Why would the drug be any different? Just
right.
Because you possess it legally.
Right. And in Texas, it is okay to drive with alcohol a little, but there's a limit. If you clip the limit, then you've got a problem. That's what I've been told.
That's the law in every state.
In Louisiana, you can go through a drive-thru.
Well, and that's one of the things. The statement, it's illegal to drink and drive, is not technically correct. It's illegal to drive with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or higher or impaired due to alcohol.
Right.
If you consume alcohol and you're neither one of those two, you have a defense to a DUI. It's just, so every state is technically like that. But my recommendation, this is Todd's advice, err on the side of caution. If you have a drink, don't rely on yourself to assess your level of intoxication. Get a ride. Call a taxi. Call Uber. Call Lyft. Call somebody.
Call your wife and husband.
Yeah. Call your friend. Tell him you're drinking. Keep an eye on me. If I get sloppy, make sure that I get a ride home.
Yeah. That's the better way to go about it. Personal responsibility.
All right, Todd. Thank you so much. Denise, thank you. You'll both be back here for the third hour of Radio Law Talk, which is coming right up. And all you have to do is stick around, because that's in 6 minutes or 7 minutes from now.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.